This is Eric Sable, principal of Hall Middle School in Larkspur, California. And today we're honored to have presenter Brody Caster here to lead grade level assemblies on the themes of diversity and adversity. So we're excited to share with you perspectives from staff and students, as well as the Redwood High School peer resource students who are here with us today as co-facilitators.
Hi, Josh Evans, Hall 7th grade and 8th grade leadership teacher and 6th grade teacher. This morning was really, really special for our 6th graders. Being able to sit and watch these high school students build this connection within 90 minutes through different activities, discussions, and kind of a debrief session with our speaker today was really special. There were times towards the end of the assembly where it was quiet, focused, and all those kids were listening to that speaker share his story of inclusion and growing up, dealing with the challenges and issues of as being a teenager. It was a wonderful assembly. Looking forward for the 7th and 8th grade coming today as well.
My name is Henry Schumacher, and my reaction to the thing was that it was so inspirational and it made me want to express myself more.
My name is Nico. I'm in 6th grade, and I thought it was very helpful, and it really changed my point of view of how to view middle school.
I'm Bella. I'm in 6th grade, and the reactions to the assembly were, like, it really heartwarming and made me feel, like, really happy.
Now I'm put on the spot. Can I pause it?
I'm Miss Irving. I'm a 6th grade core teacher, and the assembly was really powerful. It gave me some great ideas for things we can do in the classroom to build community, and it was an opportunity for students to share a little bit about themselves, share an insecurity, and I think all of the students did a wonderful job.
My name is Julia, and I'm in 6th grade, and it was really inspirational and almost made me cry.
My name is Kaylee, and I'm in 6th grade, and I really liked it when we shared, like, our insecurities, because I think that it made other people feel better about themselves.
My name is Julia, and I'm in 6th grade, and I really thought it was an inspiring message to not be insecure about yourself.
My name is Daniela. I'm in 6th grade, and I thought that it was really nice to see that other people had insecurities, not only yourself, so you're not alone in a community of people.
Hello, my name is Zach Morris, and I am a senior at Redwood High School in Peer Resource. This day has been really, really exciting for me because it's kind of cool to be able to time travel back to when you were in middle school and think about the changes that you would have wanted to make as a middle schooler. And for them to get this opportunity at such a young age is something really special.
Hi, I'm Inez Schwartz. I'm a junior at Redwood. Today's been pretty cool. The 6th graders have some really powerful stories to share, and it's really nice to see them all, like, talk and just get deep with each other. It's really nice.
Hi, I'm Amanda Tressheim. I'm a senior as well, and I just think it's fun to come back 6 years later. I mean, we're about to graduate high school. It's fun to come back and teach the middle schoolers everything that we wish that we did when we were in middle school.
Hi, I'm Carolyn French. I'm a junior at Redwood and Peer Resource. And today has just been so much fun. It's amazing to see, like, the 6th graders come in kind of joking around and then see them kind of open up to their classmates and talk about some stuff that they wouldn't usually talk about. So it's been really amazing.
I am Jessica Scarez. I'm Redwood Peer Resource teacher, and we're here at Hall Middle School today, acting as facilitators for Brody Caster's assembly with 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. And we just got done with a 6th grade presentation about grit, which turned out to be a lot about how students identify and how we might project our own insecurities onto others, and to not give up, that we can identify this as a skill that needs work and to keep at it. And I feel strongly that that's what brings communities together and makes us all as individuals the best versions of ourselves, and so it feels really great to be a part of it. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Brody Caster, and I am known as a leadership coach, meaning I go around to different campuses all across California and the United States, and I do trainings with elementary, middle, high school, college, as well as corporations. I actually was originally a high school teacher. I taught math and physics, and I got out of the classroom in order to do this type of work, and it was scary for me. It was definitely a big challenge. One of my passions has always been youth leadership. I was involved in high school, and when I was in middle school, my older sister's school was Santana High School, and she was there as a freshman when the school shooting happened. And that kind of rocked my world a lot, and I thought, how much can we do in order to prevent that from happening? And so I started really branching out, and I started working with different organizations across the nation of really reaching out and doing things through what we call experiential learning, where we do an activity and then we learn a lesson behind it, where students get to experience what it feels like to go through, whether it is what it feels like to be judged like we did today, or what it feels like to put our faith and trust in someone. And that's kind of one of the big reasons why I do what I do, to allow students to express themselves, but also allow them to feel what we could do as a team and where we could go in the future when we all put in the effort, we have the grit to move forward. So that's kind of a big reason of why I do what I do.
Hey, I'm Levi. I'm in eighth grade. Something that I took away from today's assembly was just effort is so much more meaningful than skill. You can be really, really good at something, but be super lazy and not get anything done at all. And you can be really, 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 like, have a lot of grit, but then you might not be very good at something, but as long as you find out something that you are good at, you got all that grit, you'll have success.
Hi, my name is Alexander Schnedeker, and I'm in seventh grade. So what I took away today from, learned that he brought us together as like a community, everything by just doing these simple activities. He really brought us together as a union and united us, and I thought it was really great.
Eli Whitney, seventh grade. I agree with most of the stuff Xander said. He really unified us as a grade or community, and it was really great.
Hi, my name's Aiden Smith, and I think he did unify us as a grade, and he also like showed us a way of community and being together and just accepting people for who they are and not judging people.
Hi, I'm Charlie Boyd, and I'm in seventh grade, and I totally agree with Aiden. Like, it was really cool how he brought everybody into groups and, like, didn't judge people by others. And it was just a really fun assembly. And there's a lot of fun activities. And I was happy about it.
I'm Zoe Harrison. I'm in eighth grade. And something that I thought was interesting was, like, to never give up. And you have to try really hard if you want something.
Community doesn't happen by accident. It takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of people working together to create the time and space to share stories, to have successes, to work through challenges, and to celebrate. And at Hall Middle School this year, we've been really fortunate to be able to have a number of different gatherings, both all school and grade level, to do just that. And it's thanks in large part to the support from our PTA that we are able to bring incredibly talented individuals like Brody Castor to Hall Middle to help our students experience community in a more purposeful manner.